Did you know you have power in your palate to actually tell your problem what to do?
Dr. Tony Evans says words have power, especially when they're God's words.
If you want to deal with your mountain, then you need to get heaven to talk so you can speak so that can change.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Sometimes it feels like no matter what we say, nothing changes, as though our lips are moving but nothing's coming out. But in Mark chapter 11, Jesus describes how different things can be when our words are backed up by God's power. Let's join Dr. Evans as he tells us more.
When the Bible speaks symbolically of a mountain, when it's not talking about a physical location, but a spiritual principle, it's talking about something too big for you to climb. An oversized situation that is limiting your progress and keeping you from moving forward. Sometimes people are mountains. Perhaps it's that person you work with or work for. That's a mountain. You have to see them every day. You can't do anything about that. Doesn't look like they're getting fired anytime soon. Could be a mountain of debt. Maybe it was even your fault. Maybe it was something that was out of your control. Whatever it is, you can't climb over it. It's too big. A mountain, a situation that looms large in your life. It's bigger than you. Well, such is the use of the word in Mark chapter 11. Jesus is going to refer in a moment to a mountain, symbolically referring to a situation too big for you to climb over, go around, or peer through. It's a mountain. We find in verse 20 of Mark 11 these words. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. So according to verse 12 through 14, Jesus is hungry and there's a fig tree. But when Jesus walks over to the tree, he sees the leaves, but no figs. The leaves give you the impression to expect some figs. So what we got is a pretend tree. It looks like it's ripe. It looks like it's ready. It looks like there's some figs to be had. But when he arrives, it was showtime. It was leaf with no life. He looks at the tree and says, "No one will ever eat from you again." Why? Because you fake. Between verses 12 to 14, when he speaks to the tree, "No one will eat from you again," and verse 20, when he declares, or when they see that the tree is rotten from the root up, Jesus goes to the temple. Between these two tree scenarios, he goes to church. And that familiar story, he turns over the tables in the church. Why? Because the leaders were fake. They were using the church to rob people, steal from people. They were using the church house to mess folk up. So the reason he says there will be no figs and the reason that the tree has died is because of the spiritual lesson he was going to show his disciples about what was happening in the church. The big deal is this all happened overnight. Peter said, "How could that much happen this fast?" Jesus answers in verse 22, "Have faith in God." And I say to you folks, if you do what I did, you'll get what I got. So he's not talking about him anymore. He's talking about them and what they could expect in the mountains of their lives. Before I ever said anything to the tree, I had faith in God. What I believe determined what I said. Words carry weight if the person giving them is weighty. So Jesus is saying, I could talk to the tree because I have talked to God. My faith in God gave me the authority to give instruction to a problem tree. Declarations regarding mountains, big situations in your life, must have authorization in order for the declaration to bring about a transformation. If you want to deal with your mountain, something that is illegitimately in your way, something big, then you need to get heaven to talk so you can speak so that can change. If you talk directly to the problem, because he talked to the tree, you know, talk to the hand, he talked to the tree. He's actually talking to a tree. Jesus says you can even talk to a mountain. If you say to this mountain to actually tell your problem what to do, when God wanted to enter history in the person of Jesus Christ, he called Jesus the Word. That was his name for Jesus in John 1:1. The eternal Son of God is called the Word of God. Why? Because God expresses himself in word. Why did God express himself in word in the person of Jesus Christ? So that the invisible realm could connect with the visible realm. So that heaven could connect with earth, and heaven would connect with earth through divine speech. So Jesus is called the Word of God. So God is expecting those of us who have been created in his image and recreated in Christ Jesus to have so much authorization from heaven that we can dictate to mountains what it ought to do. But in most of our cases, mountains are dictating to us. The Bible says, therefore, verse 24, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted to you.
Whoa.
He introduces another communication word, prayer. Okay, wait a minute. Prayer is talking to God. I am talking to the mountain. So I'm having two conversations here. I'm having a conversation with God. Why am I having a conversation with God? To make sure that the conversation I'm getting ready to have with the mountain has been authorized. Because if it's not authorized in my contact with him, there will be no power in my communication with it. But if it is authorized in my communication by faith with him, then I have the authority to communicate it with it. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24 says that prayer releases what God has already intended to do. Ah. Prayer doesn't get God to do what God doesn't want to do. Prayer releases what God has already intended to do. So you're not coaxing God, trying to motivate him to do something when you talk to him. He has already determined what he's going to do and what he's not going to do. All you're doing is bringing it from the power company into your personal scenario. So he wants you to not believe merely about something he will do. He wants you to believe about something he has already done. And if somebody's already done something, you don't have to coax them to do it. All you're doing is pulling it down into your experiential reality. Well, I don't know about you, but knowing I got that kind of clout, I sure want to get that kind of hookup. If I got a clout that I can talk to this mountain and make this mountain get out of my life, get out of my way, leave me alone, bug off, give me a break, and I can literally tell the mountain, get out of here. That's what he says. He says, and you're saying it. You talking to the problem. After having faith in God, after being authorized. Look at how the two work together in Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. Ooh. Paul tells the Romans, I'm preaching. The word is near you. Because you're listening. If you receive the word, it's in your heart. But it's also supposed to be in your mouth. That's why it's called the word of faith. Because it's a belief word you're expressing. So he calls it the word of faith. That is the declaration of what you believe the will of God is in this scenario about this situation. So he actually doesn't want you just thinking about it. He wants you expressing it. He wants you to determine what the will of God is based on God's will, based on God's word, based on God's character. And he wants you, based on the fact that you believe it in your heart, to demonstrate you believe it by letting it come out of your mouth. He says, I preach it so that you will use it, which means this sermon becomes a waste of time if nothing about it comes out of your mouth. That all you did was sit and listen to a biblical lecture because it's unutilized power, assuming there's even faith to grab it. So if you only hear the preaching, Paul says in Romans 10 verse 8, and it doesn't become your word of faith, believing it enough to express it, then it becomes dormant information that is of no ongoing value to your spiritual victory in life. God wants his word not only to be heard, but to be articulated in the scenario. The word of God now has become active. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the word of God is alive and active and sharper than two-edged sword. It's not just speech. It's authoritative speech because of who's doing the talking.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a real-life example of how authoritative that kind of speech can be. First, though, I want to let you know about his best-selling book that builds on what we're learning in our current series. It's called Watch Your Mouth, a practical look at ways to tame your tongue. As we've been hearing, the things we say can sometimes be as destructive as dynamite, but our words also have the power to bring blessing, encouragement, and healing to the people around us. This book will teach you the lesson that every superhero has to learn, to use your power for good. You can get this life-changing book today as our gift to you when you come alongside The Alternative and support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any amount. In fact, if we hear from you right away, we'll send it to you along with the companion study guide and a DVD packed with additional teaching resources from Tony. You'll want to share it with your church or Bible study group. This is a limited-time offer, so be sure to visit us at TonyEvans.org right away to make the arrangements. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back after this.
Connect with Jesus in a deeper way, not just by reading about him, but by actually experiencing him through the power of world-class teaching. The Tony Evans Training Center provides online learning in an understandable and refreshing way. Make the pages of your Bible come alive through courses covering a wide range of subjects. Isn't it time to begin a biblical adventure? We're here to guide you as you go. Just visit us at TonyEvansTraining.org. That's TonyEvansTraining.org to receive your first month free. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Okay, in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Satan is attacking Jesus, the temptation in the wilderness, right? You know what Jesus did? Quoted scripture. The devil says, turn these stones into bread. So Jesus Googles bread. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He turned to Satan and he said, Satan, let me read you this verse. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Satan comes to him two more times. Two more times, Jesus quotes the scripture to him. See, what Jesus knew is that the devil is allergic to scripture. And since the devil is allergic to scripture, when he had a Bible study with scripture, he discovered that God likes baseball. Three strikes, you're out. Three passages, the Bible said the devil couldn't take it anymore and had to leave. See, most of us have it backwards. We say, Okay, we're talking about our mountain, our problem that's huge. And so what we'll say is, I know God is able, but let me tell you about the reality of my situation. Yeah, I know he can fix it, but come on now. Let me. I've been dealing with this. My mother was dealing with this. Yeah, I know this. Okay, we got that backwards. Okay. Talk about your mountain and then bring God in. Okay, this is my mountain, but God said, this is my problem, but God said, yeah, I know what you're doing, devil, but God said, don't start with God and end with your mountain. Start with your mountain and end with God so that he has the final word over your situation. However, I'm assuming something. I'm assuming you're willing to take the time to find out what God said. Oh. Because most folk, even Christians, aren't willing to do that. It takes too much time. I'm going to miss too many television programs. I'm going to miss so much this. I don't have time for that. I can come to church and hear a sermon. Okay, good. Live with your mountain. Or do you want to get rid of your mountain by telling it what God has to say to it? And speaking, if you say to this mountain. There was a brother here in the early service. He came to see me last week. He got fired because of his faith. They did not want him there as a Christian. And they told him that. Okay, you know, you can't read your Bible on your lunch hour here. You know, it's your lunch hour. You can't. No, we can't. No. If you don't abide by this, even though your work is fine, you can't work anymore. He said, I'm going to do, am I not doing what you've asked me to do at the level you've asked me to do it? Yeah, but that's not the issue. Well, I cannot deny my faith. I can't do that. He said, well, you can't work here. Fired him. So he packs up, is on his way out the door, and says, now, Lord, you know this situation. I speak this situation in the name of Jesus because you know it was unrighteous and unfair. You also know I need a job. So I speak into this the will of God. That's what he did. Sitting in my office, he tells me about this first half, and then he says, I'm walking out the door on my way to my car having been fired. On the way from my office to the door, my cell phone rings. I answer my cell phone. On the other end was a voice that says, this is General Motors. We've just come across your application. We want to hire you. More money, more benefits, more everything before he got to his car. He spoke the will of God into the situation. Now, every situation doesn't happen the same way at the same time, but the principle is there. And that is, if you watch your mouth right, if you use your mouth right, connected with the mouth of God, you will discover there is power in your palate. Okay, you're having a little health problem of some sort. So you go to Walgreens. You get some over-the-counter stuff to make you feel better. The only problem is you're not feeling better. It's getting worse. So you decide over-the-counter won't do. So you call the doctor. The doctor says, come in. And you go in and you say, this is what's wrong. And nothing I am doing is making it better. So doctor checks you out. And the doctor discovers the problem is much deeper. So the doctor takes out a prescription form. He starts writing his word. You don't understand his word. All you know is he's authorized to write it because he's a doctor. So he's authorized. But you also believe and trust his knowledge because if you didn't, you wouldn't have gone to him. So you go to him because you trust his knowledge. You take what he says that he writes. So you have his word in your hand. And you don't believe that strychnine that he's written down there. You don't believe he's trying to hurt you. You believe he has given you something to make your life different. The problem is, right now, it's only words on a piece of paper. So you get in your car and you make your way back to Walgreens. You make your way to the place that couldn't help you before when you were trying to do it yourself. Because you know in the back of Walgreens is a place called a pharmacy. Now, you couldn't get to the pharmacy on your own because you hadn't been authorized. See, without authorization, you can't ask for something back there. Because the stuff back there is for mountains. The stuff back there, that's not over-the-counter stuff. That's stuff that's for deeper stuff back there. So you got to be authorized to go back there. Even though you don't understand everything he wrote, you trust him because he wrote it. The pharmacist comes up, says, "May I help you?" All you say is, "Would you fill this prescription?" That's all you say. You don't get into a conversation with the pharmacist because you're operating on faith based on the word that is written. He brings you some medicine based on what is written, and you've got the gall to trust it enough to take it. Now watch this. You can have people with knowledge who don't have authorization. See, a lot of us are spending all of our time talking to spiritual folk who sound like they know what they're talking about, but they can't write a prescription. So after your meeting is over, after your phone call is done, after your complaining is over, you're still sick as a dog because they couldn't write anything to make you better. All they could do is help you analyze how bad off you really are. But when you talk to a doctor who's been authorized to write a prescription and you give the written word to the pharmacist, he gives you something that can change your health and make you feel better. If you're tired of your mountain controlling you, God says, "I want you to go to what I wrote because I know and I've been authorized." And if you will trust me enough, even though you don't understand everything that's in here, even though you can't figure it out, even though you don't know Greek, you don't know Hebrew, you don't know Aramaic, you know enough English to read what I said and to quote what I said, and when you use it and speak to the problem and mountains in your life, you will watch your addictions go jump in the sea. You'll watch your enemies go jump in the sea. You'll watch your emotions go jump in the sea. You'll watch your circumstances go jump in the sea. Why? Because I am the Almighty God and I have authorized your victory.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up a message he calls Power in Your Palate. The full-length version of this lesson is available on CD. Just check with us for details on getting a copy. Better yet, you can request it as a part of our current 10-part teaching collection, Watch Your Mouth. All the information you need is waiting for you at tonyevans.org. While you're there, don't forget to request that powerful book I told you about earlier, also called Watch Your Mouth. A look at what God can build into our lives when we control what comes out of our mouths. As I mentioned, it's our thank you gift when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with any contribution, large or small. It's the perfect follow-up to what we've been learning on the broadcast, and it includes the companion study guide and resource DVD. Be sure to request it right away before this special offer runs out. You can do that online at tonyevans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. When we start talking, it's only a matter of time until our words wind up hurting someone, unless we're using God's words instead of our own. Dr. Evans will tell us about that tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.